This is Wisconsin Today. Sandhill cranes have made a big comeback in Wisconsin in recent years, but that's led some farmers to raise concerns about the birds damaging their crops.
Since August, a 12-member legislative study committee has been trying to determine best management practices for sandhill cranes across Wisconsin.
On Tuesday, the committee held their fifth and final meeting. Next year, the committee will present a bill to lawmakers allowing for a sandhill crane hunt.
The vote was divided between conservationists and Democrats on one side and Republicans and representatives from the agriculture industry on the other.
Ann Lacey was a committee member representing the International Crane Foundation. Ann, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. It's great to talk with you.
First off, talk about what came out of the committee. I believe you voted in the minority against the final suggestion, but what ended up coming out of this that's going to go to the legislature next year?
Well, as far as I understand the process of the legislative study committees, how that works is so that we were tasked with studying the issue and coming up with potential solutions and maybe, you know, kind of drafting some legislation. And I was, there was a definitive sidedness to the voting. There was a group of us that thought that support for farmers and using the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection to support them with an abatement cost share was a way to go, but that did not work. But there was another bill that was proposed that put that together with a hunting season, and that was deemed more equitable, I guess. That was serving more of the interest groups, I guess. And so, as far as I know, that one was supported by the committee. There was more votes for that, and so that will go to the joint legislative council. And then it will go back to the legislature. So I think that's how the process works. Maybe mid-spring is what we're hearing.
Now, what led to this becoming concern is a good news story. We had very few sandhill cranes surviving in the eastern part of the United States. Now we have more. Can you remind us of that trajectory, that resurgence of sandhill cranes?
Absolutely. And coupling this with the 75th anniversary of Aldo Leopold's Stan County Almanac. And, you know, many Wisconsinites and well beyond Wisconsin recognize the Marshland Elegy. And he thought that he was going to see sandhill cranes disappear in his lifetime. And I don't know how he would feel about the comeback of the birds so strongly, but they have. And it's coupled with a lot of wetland protections. And of course, the Migratory Bird Act that stopped subsistence hunting and things like that. But also, you know, we switched from prairies to agriculture in Wisconsin, and cranes really responded to our agricultural heritage, and that's why we have so many cranes in Wisconsin today.
In August, we talked to Rick Gerke, another member of that committee, a farmer and board member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Here's some of the concern from farmers.
As they start migrating through, you know, they are affecting our stands, eating our crops, and, you know, essentially just cutting down on our bottom line, essentially costing us thousands of dollars every year.
And how big a problem do you see this being for farmers that as sandhill cranes have come back, we heard there, as Rick Gerke said, eating their crops, doing damage?
Absolutely. It is a problem. It's a very real problem. It's not, I wouldn't describe them as locusts on the landscape that are just kind of plowing through indiscriminately. We can predict where the damage will happen and in degrees. So we can target areas where we know that there are greatest risk to any corn growing crops. And there are things that we can definitely do to try to minimize it. The least of which is not the chemical seed treatment that farmers can buy. And so that's what we were hoping that the one proposed bill through the Department of Ag, Trade, Consumer Protection, DATCAP, would really help with the cost share for farmers to be able to put that on their seed. So it is a problem, but we feel that it can be dealt with very effectively.
And the way that'll be paid for or would be paid for if this proposal from the committee became law would be through licenses sold to people in a sandhill crane hunt. What are your concerns about the idea, if this ultimately came to fruition, of having a sandhill crane hunting season in Wisconsin?
Well, there was two vehicles that were proposed. So the way through debt cap would be an appropriation to the in the state budget. So that's how that would be paid for. Hunting revenues do go into a pot of money through the Wisconsin DNR to pay for damage abatement and crop damage payments, so claims payments for damage. So the hunting bill would support that program. But we have tried to articulate that in many of the meetings, that the math doesn't work on that. There's just not enough raised by a hunting season on cranes to match the sheer number of farmers that would perhaps make a claim from crane damage. And so the response to that was raising the price on all of permits for hunting. So not necessarily people that would hunt Santo cranes would also be paying for that. So that doesn't quite match with you know, it, of course it would be taxpayer money going into that appropriations bill, but we're also asking other people that aren't interested in Santo crane hunting to pay for it in the other program. So there is no clean way to do this, but I do believe that crop damage abatement, so not paying for damage after the fact, but preventing it in the first place is a much better way to go, cheaper way to go.
And it could take a while for anything to come out of this and become law. In our last few moments, are there things that farmers can do now to work maybe with you at the Crane Foundation to prevent crop damage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we tried to give everybody the information that they need, but the Avapel is out there. It's in the marketplace. We are working with the potato growers to try to get them a solution to this, because right now there is no treatment that for potatoes. It's a smaller scale, but as economically damaging as in the corn farmers are experiencing. But we continue to try to help our farmers, but we're here to help and we're happy to give advice. But buy that Avapel. That's the shortest distance to no crop damage.
And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Ann Lacy, International Crane Foundation's Director of Eastern Flyway Programs North America, a member of the Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes. For disclosure, International Crane Foundation is a business sponsor of WPR.